How many young people we got here today? Huh? Ooh, I love it. Three. Come on down. Oh, no. We do use messages because we're all children of God. And some of us that are just a little different stage in our life. And sometimes, even though we don't have that many youth attending, my prayer is that sometime in our culture, in this country, it'll kind of get wound up as the year goes on. And families and moms and dads are going to start coming to church again. I'm talking about the younger generation. Thank God for the elderly, faithful generations that keep the churches going. But I think the Holy Spirit will eventually minister to the people. They'll know that we need a faith relationship with God, and we need a home church. I checked messages this morning when I got here, and I haven't called her yet. I'll call her later. A lady that lives right close to here, and she wants to know what she needs to do to use the church to have a wedding and different things like that. Well, you know, you need a home church. I don't care if whatever, you need a home church, not only for weddings, so you never know when you're going to pass away or you got a family member pass away. As things happen in our world now, we see it right away, and I don't know. But that's not what I came to say. I came to say this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Suppose for every Sunday I would do this. Now, I love being on the radio, so some of my radio announcer thing might come out, and this is what it would say. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, maybe that's a circus way. Anyhow, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you this morning to Bethel United Methodist Church worship service. We have a really big lineup for you today. We have our famous choir, the Bethel Singers. We have with us the musicians. We, huh? Yeah. How would you like that if we did that every morning? Just to announce that we're here. Because I think it's good. Because we are preparing. We are preparing our hearts and our minds receiving God's word this morning. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. So, as John the Baptist was shouting in the wilderness, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then this man walked up out of the Jordan River to see John. He didn't come out of the river, but it's where they were. They were in the area of the Jordan River. And John said, wow, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And you know the story. Then John baptized him. And a little bird landed on Jesus' shoulder that looked a little bit like a dove and said, this is my beloved son and who I am well pleased. So you know then that was the beginning of Jesus' ministry, basically. We talked about it last week. It was Epiphany when Jesus was revealed to the world. Can you imagine that God loved you so much that he sent his son for you and for me? So that we can have eternal life. What do you think about that? All this stuff that's going on in the world, if you don't have your ticket or you don't have your reservation made, call on Jesus. He is your ticket to heaven for your reservation. It's personal. You know, you can't coerce anybody into making that commitment, but you can. Like Travis is a good seed planter. You can plant seeds in your family, your neighbors, and let them know that God loves them. And church is not just an institution. Church is fellowship. Church is relational. And we need each other.